We exalt and praise your name, Lord, for in perfect faithfulness you have done such wondrous things. Things planned long ago, which humble our pride, but serve to make ready a people prepared for you. Therefore strong peoples will honour you, and cities of ruthless nations will revere you.
You will be a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. The breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall. But you will silence the uproar of the nations and the war chants of the ruthless. We grieve for the many who will not turn to you or receive your gracious offer, foolishly preferring the broad and easy way, despite it leading only to destruction through the gates of hell. For strait is the gate that leads to life, and hard and difficult the narrow way you summon us to walk along.
The proud and self-sufficient who refuse your offer of an eternal inheritance will have no place at your banqueting table, no share in the final victory of your kingdom of light. And it will be on your mountain, Lord Almighty, that you will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine with the very best of meats and the finest of wines. And it will be on that mountain that you will sovereignly destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples and swallow up death forever.
You will walk round about us and wipe away the tears from every person's face, and especially from those who have suffered most, as you take away the shame and insults your people have endured.
In that day we'll say, surely this is our God. We trusted in you, and you saved us. This is the Lord, we trusted in you. We'll rejoice and be glad in your salvation.
Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years.